Hey guys, we're so glad to have you back again. This is Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and we are on the Happy Traveler podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. We're super excited about today's show because we have another incredible guest for you. His name is Rich Smith, and he is with Atlas MedStaff, and we're super excited to talk all things Atlas. I've been very excited to have Rich jump on the podcast with me because I have a ton of experience living and working and being in and out of Omaha, Nebraska, which is where they're from. So I'm super excited to learn more about Atlas. And now that we're, you know, working with Atlas at Wanderly, and we're going to be able to do some partnering stuff at TravCon, this is a podcast I've been incredibly excited to have. So Rich, thank you so much for jumping on with me. And can you give yourself a little introduction?
Sure. Thanks for having me. I think this is a lot of fun. I've been in the travel nursing industry for 14 years, just over 14 years now. I started off at one agency. I helped build them from zero to very successful, and then left and started Atlas. So I was just a client manager there. I just worked on the hospital side. Well, and I say just, for the first 3 months, I learned how to do this job as a recruiter and then became a client manager just working on the hospital side. Fast forward 8 years after that, after my time there, and I was given the opportunity to start to do my own thing, to start a company, and that's where Atlas came from. And it has been an awesome, scary, wild ride so far, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's one of those things where I feel like, and people use the word blessed all the time. I really do feel like I'm blessed in a certain way because there are people that never ever discover what they're good at. I truly believe that this is where I should be and that I'm kind of good at it. And I'm lucky enough to have found this industry, and I can't imagine doing anything else.
Well, that's super special. I think that's incredible. And amen to doing exactly what you feel like you have been guided to do. I love that so much. Rich, will you tell us a little bit about you, maybe outside of Atlas? Can you talk a little about your family and things that you like to do on maybe the weekends?
Oh, sure. So my wife and I, Jenny, have been married for almost, 11 and a half, 12 years. Now, three years in, we adopted a boy from Siberia, and our son Maddox is just turning 9 now, and he's just a ball of energy, and I love it. And he loves anything outdoors. So, and along with my wife is a huge animal lover. And so we spend a lot of time in national parks. We spend a lot of time, she does dog rescue work. And my son, just kind of by virtue of, you know, that's being that age, has, you know, does the same thing. So I never had done anything like that before. I love comic books and I love movies and action figures and everything. I'm still just like a 12-year-old inside. But she opened up a whole world to me that I never knew before, and it's been great. It is a lot of fun, and to watch a little boy grow like that and learn like that has been something special.
Oh, I love that, and I'm a huge animal lover too. I have two bulldogs, so that she is a woman after my own heart. That is for sure. Well, that's really cool. Can you tell us about what maybe a day in the life at Atlas for you looks like?
And that's an interesting question because that has evolved so rapidly over the past year. The first 5 years of our existence was really let's get this thing off the ground, right? Let's make sure we can pay our nurses on time, pay our internal people on time, pay the bills. You know, let's make this work. And once it started to work and we got some momentum and we could hire the right people and, you know, get those right people in place, my role in the company changed to more of a multimedia role. It's really, you can see the writing on the wall. You can see just how things are going, not only in our industry, but in the world. People are either cutting the cord on TV. How you consume information is completely different than how you consumed information 5 years ago. And our industry is no exception to that. So about a year ago, I completely left my role working with hospitals, and I started on the social media side. We had a very strong social media presence anyway, and our goal was just to pour gas on that and make it bigger. You just, how do you connect with the company that you work for? I believe this is a super personal industry, that the relationship between the nurse and the recruiter is a very personal one, and should be treated as such throughout the entire process, not just the placement process, through the entire process. It's the life cycle of that nurse being a travel nurse, and then maybe even beyond. We still keep in touch with a lot of our nurses, maybe who have gone perm over the years. So a day in the life right now for me is a whole lot of Facebook and Instagram, and I'm in front of a camera a whole lot more than I used to be. And recording, we do 2 podcasts a week. We record a vlog that we strip the audio out of and make that into a podcast. Every week I talk to a different one of our travel nurses who's on an assignment in an episode, a piece that we call the Atlas Life, where we find out why do they travel, where are they at, what drives them, you know, what do they enjoy while they're on the road. And that's really it. It's nothing like I thought it would be, but it has been very, very rewarding.
I absolutely agree with you. And I was watching a ton of your content. I think it's incredible. I was going to ask you about all of your unique social media and outreach efforts that you guys have going on at Atlas, because just like you said, everybody's kind of in this new age where everything is social media, everything is instant gratification, and everything is content marketing on the internet. And so I absolutely know exactly what you're talking about in those efforts. But I wanted you to kind of, maybe can you tell us about your favorite ones that you guys have? Because I know we all kind of in this industry have to do some of them. So what are your favorites, Rich? What social media stuff that you guys work on are your favorites, and what makes them special to Atlas?
My absolute favorite one is, out of all of them, is the Atlas Life, where we get to talk to our nurses who are out there on the road, you know, doing the job every day and understanding not only why they do it, but then what they want out of it and the fun that they have while they're out there. We all have jobs. You have a job. I have a job. You know, nurses in the hospital have a specific job. But what do you do for fun? What do you do? You're in a completely different part of the country. What are you going to go do while you're there? Wineries, breweries, hiking, skiing, whatever. Like, what drives you outside of work? And I love hearing those stories. That along with the very short little daily videos that we do that highlight how much fun it is, really, how much fun we have at Atlas doing what we do every day. Those are probably my 2 favorites.
Sure, that makes total sense, and I love those. That's awesome. I can't wait to go watch more. Now I'm like, hold on, Rich, I gotta go watch these. No, that's so funny. Well, that's so great. I'm glad that we got to cover all of your social, because who's ever listening right now, I'm telling you, it's not what you're thinking at all. It's so much better and so much more elaborate. It's not just your typical, you know, day-to-day social like you were just mentioning, Rich. You guys have to go and check out all of the coverage that Atlas does for travel nursing, because it's so unique and it's so elaborate and embellishes really what the travel nurse or travel healthcare professional goes through and what they think of our industry, which is something that's really, you know, not seen all the time and kind of unparalleled in this industry. So you've got to go check it out. Well, we talked about your social, which is superb and super cool, but let's get down a little bit to some of the businessy stuff. What recruiting methods are the most important to you? Like you were saying, you know, you started this kind of from the ground up. You came in and were able to build what you wanted. So what's really important to you when it actually comes to recruiting and hiring and applying and sending these nurses or healthcare professionals to the hospital? And how do the things that are important to you reflect in your culture?
I think what's important is that you understand we have an internal belief that nothing is more important than the nurse working in the hospital. And I get it. Every company says that. I'm only speaking for us. That's absolutely true. And how we have built Atlas kind of backs that up. We don't have call count number, you know, we don't count calls. We don't count submittals. We don't have headcount goals. Like a recruiter, you know, you don't have to have 4 placements in a week, or you get written up, or you don't have to complete you know, three different tasks per week, or, you know, a number, or you get, or whatever. It's not a call center environment. And for the longest time, that's how our industry operated. And we thought there's a better way. If you break it down to its most simple pieces, the building blocks of what we're doing, the recruiter and the nurse working together to find that perfect job that not only works for the nurse, but then works for the agency and the hospital as well. And you've got that little, you've just got a little perfect triangle there when it all works correct. So I've really, really believed for a number of years now that the old model of recruiting is dead, and it's not coming back. No matter how long you want to try to cling to that because it's familiar, it's not coming back. So you have to decide what's most important. And to us, it's that nurse working in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How do you define what your employees need from you? So in the system that you've built, and the system obviously that you're very proud of, which sounds incredible, because you know I'm a nurse, so I'm like, yes, all yep. things nurses, give us what we want, baby. Yep. I love that. Yep. But what would you say your employees at Atlas need from you? What's important for them to be successful from you specifically?
Support. It's just you understanding that there's good and bad days out there. There are some days where If you might make a ton of phone calls because that's what you do that day. You're trying to make some follow-up calls or whatever, and no one's going to call you back. You may send 50 text messages to nurses that you've talked to before, and no one texts you back. You can't get too high and you can't get too low. And just remember that there's no – your the job – our recruiter's job isn't dependent on – that end production. It's how their nurses feel about them and how they work with those nurses through the course, that life cycle of the nurse traveling. So sure. Our turnover is very low. It doesn't, because we give them time to build those relationships. Everybody works in a different way. And if you give them time and you let them discover themselves, then good things are going to happen.
Right. Of course. How would your employees and your colleagues describe you, and why do you think they would describe you that way?
Ooh, me personally?
Yeah, you personally.
Ooh, I hope they would say nice things about me.
me too.
I come to work every day, and I'm going to give them 100%, no matter what it is. And if it's editing a video or whatever that is that I have to do, no matter how menial the task, I'm not above that. We don't have offices here. I don't know if that's something that you know or not, is we just moved into a brand new building. And there isn't one office. I'm the receptionist. We have 135 internal employees right now. I've been the receptionist since the day we opened, and I think that's very important. I sit right up front, Steve Ryan, who has been my friend for 14 years now, probably one of the best friends I have, who's also my business partner, who's also the president of the company, and he sits right beside me. So when someone walks in our front door, the first two people that they see are me and Steve, and that's important. Our feet are still on the ground. We still understand the industry. We still understand what our employees need from us every day. And if we're there working hard all day long, they're going to be there working hard all day long too.
Yeah, I would absolutely come and visit you guys. That's incredibly impressive. And it's just kind of astounding customer service. I think that's really great. And I think that might even, and correct me if I'm wrong, but almost like kind of humble the entire place because you're so approachable and you're so available. Do you feel that?
I think so. Steve and I both kind of have that same philosophy that we're no better than anybody else. We're just two sales guys. I mean, we always have, and I don't mean sales in a weird, like, sort of car way or whatever. I mean, I started selling baseball cards and comic books when I was 8 years old, right? I was one of the first, I was an early adopter of eBay back in, 98, I believe. So I started selling on eBay as soon as it was comic books and stuff like that. So I've always had that kind of customer service mentality. And it's just, it's not something that's going to go away. And mm-hmm. Steve's the same way.
You're just like a big, happy, open family.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
I love that. Well, speaking of family, we know how important your family is to you. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to know, how involved would you say are your wife and Maddox in your work? And do you think Maddox may be a future little traveler in the coming years? I know he's only 9, but hey, you got to start him young, you know?
That's right. You know what? I don't know. I'd like to think that I know like what's in store for him. I really have no idea. My family's super involved, and in fact, this is completely off the subject, but we started planning our Christmas party this year, like our internal Atlas Christmas party this year. And a lot of companies, when they do these Christmas parties or whatever, they'll have like a sort of a State of the Union speech or whatever, where the primary, the owners get up and talk or whatever. Ours, we invite families too. So the families of all of our employees come. We run out of a big hall, our big hall. It's like at a hotel, ballroom, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we do that little State of the Union speech right there. So everyone's family can understand, like, this is our goal. This is what we're driving towards. This is what's important to us. The buy-in from our employees is so much better, since we started doing that. But I think that's it's not only my wife, but it's every wife and husband and kid that here. Mm-hmm. That's super important to us.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys run a very family friendly and fun and approachable and available and just hardworking tight ship over there. And I think that's really cool. I'm just kind of blown away really by your attitude towards your employees and towards the culture that you've developed. And I'm sure that is exactly why you've been able to be so successful, is just you as a person. You're the right person. You're exactly who we, especially being a nurse, I can say this, who we want in leadership positions in this industry, Rich. So I am just super impressing. That's so great. And we want to know, what's next for you? What's next for you and for Atlas?
Good question. I think with TradCon coming up, you let the cat out of the bag for us, first off, with our partnership. I can't wait for our jobs to start loading to Wanderley. I think that's going to really accelerate what we've done. And kind of, I hope, what you guys are trying to do as well. TradCon is always huge for us. It's our Super Bowl. And it's a way for us. We don't set up a booth. We do a little sponsorship with Kay for the spouses of the nurses that are there. Our role for many years now has been just as a thank you. We go out the weekend before all the stuff starts on Monday and Tuesday, and our nurses come out and we go to shows and we go to the pool and we do breakfast every morning, and it's let me buy you a drink and tell you thank you. Let's go do something fun. Mm-hmm. And that's always kind of been our philosophy there. And so that's a big one for us. We just opened a therapy division, which I swore we would never do, which is super funny because I always said we were just going to be the best travel nursing company we could be. And then the right person came along at the right time, and it made a whole lot of sense for us to start doing therapy. So that just started probably 2 weeks ago.
Wow, that's incredible. That's super exciting. A whole new division. Wow, that's great. And yeah, we are really excited to see you at TravCon. And everybody who is listening, if they don't know yet, Rich is kind enough to be sponsoring some of the materials. We don't have to give everything away that will be going into some of our grand prizes. And it's going to be incredible. So there will be Atlas swag at the Wanderley booth as well. So we're really excited about this partnership for sure and being able to work with you guys. Rich, thank you so much for hopping on. This was awesome. Do you have anything else that you want to add for the audience?
I appreciate what you guys are trying to, what you're doing. There was a void in the industry for a long time, and you're on the right track. I really believe that the agencies you partner with are going, including us, will see an instant increase, along with the nurses that are looking for jobs. Not everybody, not everybody looks for jobs the same way. You're filling a void that was there for a very long time, and I can't wait to see the results.
Well, thank you so much. And we are so thankful that you put your faith in us, and we have no problem and are excited to meet the challenge to what it means to be able to partner with you. And we can't wait. I'm excited for the future as well. I just know that this is going to be so fruitful for everybody, and we're honored to have Atlas be a part of it. I'm also so glad that you hopped on this podcast with me. It's been a good time.
It has been. Thank you. I'm sad we have to end.
I know. Me too. Well, you can always hop on again, and we would love to continue to work with and meet more of your people. Rich, I got to meet more of your people, your recruiters. You have so many wonderful people over there that seem super friendly and available and approachable. So I'm going to be bothering them. So you have to tell them to look out for me.
They are. Every one of them is available to you anytime you want. You just contact them.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Everybody who's listening, that's Rich Smith from Atlas MedStaff, and we are so thankful to have him on The Happy Traveler. That is all for this episode, but you know where to find him if you want to continue the conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll have another episode for you next week.